out all the information that you need to know is in there. We have a leadership meeting today following the service, so make plans to stay for that. And good article. You need to put that on your refrigerator and read it every day. Every day. Excited today. Pastor's going to be ministering the word this morning. Hallelujah. Stand for the reading of the word. In Ephesians, the Message Bible tells us, the scripture starts out by saying, the God of glory. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. Had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided, before you were ever born, amen, he decided to adopt you into his family through Jesus Christ. And what a pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people. Free of penalties, punishments, chalked up by all of our misdeeds. Some of us had a lot of stuff chalked up, didn't we? Praise God for the blood. We have a clean slate. Glory to God. And we're not just barely free, church, either. We're not just barely free, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need. In other words, if you have a need that's coming up, he's already provided it. If something just happens to pop up, he's already provided it. Amen. And not just barely free, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything will be brought together, summed up in him, everything in deepest earth, everything on planet earth. It is in Christ we find out who we are and what we're living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us. Had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose. He is working out in everything and everyone. It is in Christ that you once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. And we live in that abundant life now, because when we get to heaven, it's all going to be completed then. But we have a life worth living right now. Amen. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. We're getting ready to enter into our seventh month. Amen. And the number seven is very significant in the Bible. It started out with God creating the earth in 7 days. And the number seven means completion. Amen. It means perfection. So we're getting ready to go into the seventh month. And some of us have got things that God spoke to us the first of the year that we've not seen it come to pass yet. And one thing I have found out in my Christian walk with God, never put God on a timetable. Because when you do, it doesn't happen when you think it ought to happen, how it ought to happen, when it ought to happen, and then you begin to get disappointed and discouraged. So take the time frame out of the equation. And if God has promised you something, rest assured that he is faithful concerning his promises. Amen. Glory to God. So next Sunday, we're going to have a celebration Sunday. And we're going to come in the house and we're going to begin to throw out some prophetic decrees. We're going to get into the atmosphere, because when you begin to throw out prophetic decrees in accordance with the Word of God, it brings confusion to the enemy's camp, because he begins to say, well, I didn't think they knew that. I didn't think they believed that. I didn't think they desired that. What's going on? So I want you to be praying this week, and I want you to set a time aside for fasting. This year is half over. That's okay. God's not on a timetable. Amen. So come in expecting next Sunday. Glory to God. And begin to fast and pray this week. What are you believing God for? And we're going to be taking communion next week. And we're going to begin to put some prophetic decrees out there. And then we're just going to stand back and watch God do it. Because it's all about him anyway. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you've come to set up on us today. There's some things that's birthing in us, Father. That's why it's been such a hard time for some people lately. Glory to God. Things are about to burst, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we just welcome you into our lives. We invite you to come and take control of every situation, God. We release it all to you. Whatever is burdening you today or is on your mind, I just want you to put it in your hand right now and just hold it out and say, here it is, God. I've thought about it. I've even been worried about it. I've even tried to make it work, and nothing's happening. So I'm just going to release it to you today. And for this time in this service, I'm going to forget about everything except focusing on you. And when I get my focus on you, we're going to be assured today that you're the God of more than enough. And we're going to leave this place. Every person that has come through those doors today, God, they're going to hear something from you with a message today, God. I thank you for speaking to our hearts. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. Whatever's happened this morning, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Hallelujah. We've come in this place today, Lord, to hear from you and to walk in what we hear. Thank you for our pastor today. God, thank you for the anointing that's upon him. That's just increasing and intensifying, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen.
Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Are you ready to get your praise on? What? Are you ready to get your praise on? Amen. Yeah. Can't think of a better side to walk by. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The good Lord's been good to me. I know he's been good to y'all. Hallelujah. Hi, Sister Lighty. Oh, y'all excuse me just a minute. I made a promise to a person. I got to make good on it. Oh, come here, lady. I had to keep my promise. Woo! God's good, amen? And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. I know Dad can't wait to get up here. That's right. I can't wait for him to get up here. Come on, y'all.
is good. He is above all things.
His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm,
his love endures forever.
For the life that's been reborn,
his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Certain words of the songs, and you pick them out, you don't realize them. But God is getting a message to us today forever. Forever. Not just, you know, now, not just tomorrow, but forever. You know, that's just something to think about. That, you know, we don't think about eternity. We don't think about it. But his love endures forever. He's not going to be here today and gone tomorrow. People do that, but God doesn't. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? It's time to take up our offering. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the offering today, Lord God. I thank you for blessing those who give, Lord God. I thank you for blessing those who come in here and clean, Lord God, and give their time to this place to keep it going, Lord. I just thank you for blessing them as well. So, Heavenly Father, I just reach out and touch them. Your word says that you will open up your storehouse and pour them out a blessing that just totally awesome, Lord, for this. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Life this week? It has mine. It has mine. Might seem silly to y'all, but I'm excited about a colt I have. Oh, yeah, I am. I am. I got to ride a colt yesterday that impressed me. And it's a blessing. It's a long story about how I come across this horse, but it's still a blessing. Amen. It's still a blessing. Hallelujah. My testimony is that I get to speak to so many people that have problems that I have. Sometimes you can help them, but sometimes you can't. But my testimony is that I still stand in the gap, and I still deliver the message to the Lord. Amen. And I still try to bring that message to people. And that's the most awesome thing we can be doing right about now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to dismiss classes. Youth have a class today, and so go with Miss Sherry, children's class, and